Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. People across the ideological spectrum, folks that have been following politics for decades, lawyers, former judges, national security officials, sounding the alarm this Monday. One such individual is a guy by the name of Bill Kristof. He's a known conservative. Bill's been around for years and years. I'm going to get to some of what Mr. Kristof had to say because his words are unsparing. But I wanted to level set about exactly what we're talking about and how clearly this is not about peacekeeping. This is not about protecting federal property. This is not about protecting ICE officers. It's not about any of that. It's about intentional escalation to create a fig leaf of an excuse, in my opinion, to declare martial law or to move us along the line of where, along down the line to where that becomes possible. And yes, Bill Kristof is whom I'm not sure who I said, but that's who I was referring to. First and foremost, the National Guard, this is state-based military forces, largely part-time folks. Again, they have full-time civilian jobs. And normally, it is the case that a state's governor controls those troops. Think natural disasters. That's where you see the deployment of National Guard. Of course, guardsmen and women can be called up if we are in an active war to supplement our regular standing troops. That's what the National Guard is. Sometimes a governor will call up National Guard troops. Again, that is the governor initiating that, usually by a request into the Department of Defense, you know, into a Fox News host who has no business running the department. I digress. They ask the Department of Defense, in instances of civil disorder as well, civil unrest, again, triggered by a governor's request. They are state-based military forces. That's what you've got here. The last time a president used federal troops for domestic policing purposes was in 1992, when then-President George H.W. Bush invoked the Insurrection Act. That's when he did it, to suppress widespread rioting that broke out in Los Angeles after, of course, a jury acquitted police officer who beat a motorist, an unarmed motorist, Rodney King. But in that case, California's then governor, Pete Wilson, and LA's mayor, Tom Bradley, asked for that assistance, right? Like, that's the trick. And to point out to you, I mean, this is the only thing I need to point to, in my opinion, Matt, to make it very plain that this is all a bunch of baloney. Donald Trump, early Sunday morning, praised the National Guard on social media for a job well done, but there was not a single boot of a single National Guards person who had yet been on the ground in Los Angeles. He was, oh, I see that there's nothing going on in LA, because there wasn't overnight. The police, as directed by LAPD, had done their jobs. There was no need for this. Things were peaceful on Sunday. They have been peaceful. And again, before a single one of those National Guards persons were on the ground, Donald Trump was saying, hey, good job. I mean, what more do we need to point to know that this has nothing to do with peacekeeping at all whatsoever, Matt?
No, it's a pretext. The whole thing is a pretext, and Donald Trump was just waiting with bated breath for a pretext so he could get the military into our streets. This is what authoritarian leaders do. This is what fascist leaders do. That's who Donald Trump is, and he was chomping at the bit to make this happen, and so he seized on the overwhelmingly nonviolent protests in L.A. to have his dream come true and get the military into our streets. This was the fear that many of us had during the election, why we were begging people, please don't vote for this guy. And yet he's dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to join our discussion this afternoon, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. All vets and actively serving military will go to the front of the line. We're hearing from one such vet right now. Steve from Mount Horam says, as an Army vet, I see this as the beginning of a dictator. Watch Trump's last year in office. He will try and stay in office. A frequent texter, Cam from Appleton, saying his mom showed him a photo of some of the protests that she went to with my dad. And he's so proud and thankful for them, but also concerned. I agree with that. Steve from Milwaukee says this: they haven't done anything in Congress for 40 darn years over immigration. The Dems gave them an actionable bill, and now they're going to let Trump trample on people's inalienable rights? Oh, the horror. Absolutely ridiculous. Mike from Cedarburg, you've been very patient, sir. What do you have for us this afternoon? Say hi to Matt. Mike, you there? Well, we will come back to Mike, because I'll tell you what, Matt, he was on the line before we even got on air. So I know Mike's got something that he wants to say. Kirk from Madison, briefly, we got about a minute left.
Also, served in the Army. I distinctly remember my training for unlawful orders. I'm not an expert at this. I'm going to be watching the news tonight and see what the military experts say. But this is not the same as what took place the last time troops were deployed. This is much different, in my opinion. Yes. And yes. The fact that the commander, and I'm, forgive me for jumping to some conclusions here, but the commander of the National Guard, if the tables get turned where the Democrats get back involved, they could fall under going under trial for a violation of the way this is supposed to shake down. So anybody that's served in the military, we discuss this stuff. And the idea that we're going to go on to our own is unfathomable. I mean,
yeah, Kurt, hang on. We can certainly talk more on the flip side. We're going to take care of a quick bit of business. I promised you the word of the day for the Scotty text to win. It is trip. What's going on is quite a trip, T-R-I-P, to put it mildly. We continue this discussion on the other side. Remember to text that in using the app. Doesn't count if you text it in normally. Again, that word to win is trip, T-R-I-P. Matt and I will be back on the other side. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.